darkness be as the noonday, and the Lord shall guide thee continually and satisfy thy soul in drought and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be like a watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee shall build thee old waste places. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the brief, the restorer of prayer to dwell in. If thou turn away from thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on a holy day, and call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord honorable, and shall honor him not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, then shalt thou delight thyself in the Lord. And I will cause thee to ride up on the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the inheritance of Jacob thy father, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. This far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and it be multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for the blessing. Lord, let it be a wonder before all of us that we are still at this side of the grave, that so many other ones, also one of our members, in the week that lay behind us, is taken away out of the midst of the dear ones, and also out of our congregation. And we are still in the land of living. And in the day of salvation, that it be a wonder to us, that it humble us in the dust, because our place that is in hell, that is what we have desired in our deep fall in Adam, and that is what we are looking for by nature in regard to our flesh every day. But that we are spared, and that we are still in the land of living, not covered under the snow, not ruined by tornadoes as in other states. O Lord, humble us together and bring us where we never can bring ourselves. That is in the dust, as an Abraham lay there in dust and ashes, and in Job, and in Isaiah the prophet, woe unto me, I am unclean, unclean lips, and my people unclean. There is not one that can stand before thee. With all our religion that we have, if we are missing Christ and his precious blood, then everything is lacking that is necessary for that great and ever-ending eternity. Lord, remember us in this Sabbath day. So far thy hand made it well with the weather, even that it in this day for some old people shall be hard to come up on the desert. But those who are healthy and who hath come with dust to the earth, better to wash with the true desire in our heart. Lord, remember me. Lord, open the scriptures. Lord, strengthen thy servant. Lord, send thy light and thy spirit in our hearts and in our midst. And that the word of God in our midst, and over the length and over the breadth of the earth, also in the mission field, that it has dominion, and that it for many people thus, to the eternal welfare and salvation, also amongst us. Thou speakest, and it is a commandment, and it stands firm. A miracle, a divine miracle, had to be taken place. Called out of darkness to that marvelous light. Cut off from Adam and engrafted in Christ. And in the ark of safety, that we find a place of rest for our soul. Remember our coming and rising generation. Lord, open the ears and light the heart, and that thy word may find an entrance into this day the soul, that it be a blessing for the heart, and for thy people and for thy children, make them receptive, because they have to confess. They are not receptive, but it is only when the Holy Spirit comes and works in our hearts. Make room and place, O Lord, for that blessed mediator and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that our gathering in this Sabbath day, that it was not a burden, but that it was to an eternal joy for our hearts, and that we experience one day in thy house that is better than thousand and tens of wickedness. Supply the needs and the wants of all thy servants, those that are sick and afflicted and weak. We commend them at thy throne in all the needs and wants. Increase the number and give all to us in this Sabbath day what we stand in need of to proclaim, that everlasting gospel that with freedom and with liberty, and that we glorify triune God and men. Nothing. Man in the back and the Lord in the front. Oh, remember us. And give us courage and light and understanding. We have nothing of ourselves, but grant unto us in all thy people grace for grace out of the fullness of Christ. Remember that boy in the hospital. Oh, if it can please thee, bring him back in this day or tomorrow. Lord, that all those trials for him and for his parents, that it was sanctified to all of their hearts. We never know, but it is all in God's counsel and decree. The Father who has operated, we remember him in his needs and in his wants. And a mother who had to enter into the hospital in this afternoon, we commend her at the throne of grace. Strengthen and sustain her in all the needs and in all the wants. Bring her safely back. Also, one of our old members who is brought in at rest on this week, Lord, may it dwell also with him and with his wife that he lay behind in his house. And could it be that that same grace that thou hast given to the Father, who is for so many years gone already, and who hath preached also in our tears the way of salvation for several years, all granted unto him before that it shall be eternity, supply the needs and wants of all those that cannot gather with us. Thou knowest all the needs and all the wants, supply it out of thy fullness. Strengthen the children who have lost a dear mother in this week and a grandmother, and that all the words spoken to them and their whole life, that it never shall testify against the children, but that it be to a blessing for their heart, and that they learn to die before that they have to die. We commend them at a throne with all those other ones who are in bereavement amongst us and outside of us. Look upon us in Christ Jesus. Bless us in speaking and hearing. Made everything well with thyself, and incline our hearts to the fear of thy holy name, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Number 250. 250. How good it is to thank the Lord and praise to thee, most high accord. Number 250. Thank you. this morning, I ask your attention for the 38th Lord's Day. What does God require in the fourth commandment? The first, that the ministry of the gospel and the schools be maintained. And that I especially on the Sabbath, that is on the day of rest, diligently frequent the church of God to hear his word, to use the sacraments publicly, to call upon the Lord and contribute the relief of the poor as become a Christian. Secondly, that all the days of my life I cease from my evil works and yield myself to the Lord to work by his Holy Spirit in me, and thus begin in this life the eternal Sabbath. This was this morning we have to consider the fourth commandment that the Lord has given in its holy law. First of all, I will ask your attention this morning for the institution of the Sabbath and the meaning of the Sabbath. That comment that the Lord gives on the Mount Sinai, as you have heard your whole life already, and every Sunday, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That was not new. The Sabbath is something that is instituted by the Lord on the seventh day of his creation. Just before, we have to consider that before the probation given to Adam in the covenant of works, then the Sabbath was already instituted. The Sabbath is not resting in the creation, but in the life of God itself. This, that Sabbath day original, that is really of a great meaning. It is something out of God's own life. We have to consider that. The first commandment concerns God's honoring. The second commandment concerns God's essence. And the third commandment that concerns God's name. But now the fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day, that concerns God's life. Because after that the Lord had created heaven and earth and all that was in them, included men, then on the seventh day the Lord rests. Not, of course, that the Lord needed that rest. No. We read in Isaiah 40, verse 28, that the Creator of the earth never becomes weary, never does tired. Different as that it is with us. The Lord created that Sabbath day as a day that was set apart. But was now the rest that the Lord had on that Sabbath day for himself, in which it consists? And then the answer is that the Lord, he delighted in his work. He saw all that he had created, and it was very good. This, that seventh day was the day that the Lord delighted himself in his work. And then you read in the Word of God, in the days of Seth and in the days of Enos, then they start already with public worship. Genesis 4, verse 26, then they began to call upon the name of the Lord. That was the Sabbath day instituted by the Lord. And of course, in the Old Testament, we have there mentioned many Sabbaths. Not one, no, but several Sabbaths. You read about the Sabbath of a year. Every 50 years in Israel, they have a special Sabbath day. That was the Jubilee year, that all the slaves became free and that all the inheritances what they have lost in those years that they received back. And then there were weak Sabbaths, especially with Passover and with the feast of the vicar. Then there were, as we have, a day Sabbath that is every 7 days. And then once in a year, they have also a special Sabbath day with Pentecost, and also by the Day of Atonement, that was also a special day that was set apart for the service of the Lord. And then there was a month Sabbath in Israel. And that was also every time when the new moon was there. Then they have also a Sabbath day. This, yeah, maybe there are some people that will say this morning to me, they always have a Sabbath day. Really, a big part of the year was separated by the Lord for his service. A special part of the year. And then, of course, every day in Israel, they have a service. 9 o'clock in the morning and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then at that hour, 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock, then they always offered up some animals. Thus, that people that have to dedicate himself unto the Lord by the service that the Lord himself has instituted. And under the Old Testament and the Old Dispensation, then the people could not do what they want. There was once a man that was struggling, taking up sticks on the Sabbath day for a fire, and Moses asked what they had to be done with that man, that he must be killed. So strong was under the law the Sabbath day. And even after the days of captivity, you see that in the life of the Nehemiah, how that man was full of fire for the honoring of the day of the Lord. He himself went, you see that in the 13th chapter, he himself went to the gates of that city where some strange people came to sell this and all and other things. They will go in the city. But he said no. And if you dare to come in the city, then you shall now realize what I shall do with you. The more that he loved the Lord, the more that he loved the Sabbath day. And congregation, let I must tell one another the truth, because we travel to eternity. One of our members was taken away this week also. Time and again that happens. Death become eternity for them. She was always faithful. Till that it was impossible for her that she could not come. but the place was always filled. And it was the desire too. We must be regenerated, people. We must be regenerated. We must be cut up from Adam and engrafted in Christ. And what I will tell you this morning is this again. If our life is not found and grounded in the eternal word of God, then all our religions that have no value before the Lord. No value. I will say something this morning about the words of the institution of the Sabbath day, because it is in broad territory. And many problems also in the days in which we are living. First of all, the Sabbath is instituted by the Lord. It is, in other words, the day of the Lord. And that means that we cannot do with the Sabbath day what we want. It is the day of the Lord. And now in the original text of the Bible, you read there, remember the Sabbath day. Remember. What is that word? What is the meaning of that word? In the first place, that we consider the seriousness of that day, the valuable of that day, that we shall realize that it is the day of the Lord. That it is instituted by the Lord himself. And that we need a preparation for the Sabbath day. We need that. You read that in the Old Testament already, that the people have to prepare themselves for the Sabbath day. They must, in accordance to the law of Moses, they must be clean to enter into the tabernacle and later on into the temple. You read in the word of God about Simon of Cyrene that many came from the field early in the morning. And why did he come so early in the morning to his home already? That was to be prepared for the Passover, to be prepared for that Sabbath day on account that it is a holy day. Remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. That means that Sabbath day that is set apart, that is separated from all the other days of the week. You read in the Bible about sheep, holy sheep, by the prophet Ezekiel. Not that those animals are holy, But the purpose for which they were used in the temple, that was an holy purpose. And now the Lord, he had instituted the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It is the day of the Lord. The Lord himself had blessed that Sabbath day by his own institution. And therefore, we have to realize that that day is an holy day for an holy purpose. Because the right Sabbath day, that is a day that we shall find our delight in the Lord. That the things of the world that they lay aside, not that we can take it out of our heart, that is the Lord's work. We can go to the church sometimes with the whole world in our heart. And you know that if you are brought up in that old religion, that we cannot in our strength break up one evil thought. And we cannot give ourselves one good thought. It has all to come from the Lord. Sometimes we take the whole world with us in the church. Here. And what we are doing sometimes, even building a house. God's people that do not desire that, no. Because the desire of their heart is to live a holy life. That they have nothing of the world in their heart. But there is so much above it, even in the prayer. I think those in my midst, because not everybody can understand it. It is too bad. But I think there is people amongst me. If I would ask them, and not only them, I have asked myself too, because I am a different than you. No, I am the same person. And if I now would ask myself and you, then you are coming in the church, and it is a custom that is necessary for boys and girls too, not to fall somewhere in the bench and to sit down, but to ask the Lord for his blessing, for himself, for the whole church, and for the ministry. That's necessary. But if I now ask all the people, if I give you some paper to write that now is down, but the sometimes come in your mind, even by that little prayer that you send up to the Lord, I think most of the time they would say no. No. Because they are ashamed of themselves. And it is very remarkable when Christ starts his public service, then the first thing when he came in the temple, that was to purify the temple. His last work in Luke 21, that was also to purify the church. Merchandise was in there, and there was a business. It was awful. But of course, all that you read in John 10, in John 2, And what you read in Luke 21 about it, we can that all find in our own heart. And then we have to say, Lord, deliver me from all those buyers and sellers. Deliver me. And take us away all the doves and let them fly away. We are so dependent in everything of the Lord. Now remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor. 6 days. In our days, there's many people who say that's too much. 5 days. Four days. And not starting so early in the morning. And not working so late in the afternoon. That we have time for ourselves. Who is now wrong? We of the Lord. Who is now wrong? Not the Lord. No. We are wrong. Emptiness that is always condemned in the Bible. Six days we have to work. And you know that all that free time what we are doing with it. Years ago, yeah, some people say, oh, talking we're about years ago. But it will become old, of course, that is more natural. But years ago, then we have to work the whole day. I cannot remember 6 o'clock to the field. In a moment. 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock home. And I'm so tired, so tired. They say you have more desire to go to bed than to a football game. And then there were people working by the farmers that have to come up 4 o'clock to milk the cows. Does that if it is 8 o'clock in the evening, then there is no more desire to start with the party. And there was so much more rest. So much more rest. Quiet life. 6 days. Oh, congregation. All that the Lord has instituted that is all perfect. No imperfections in the law of the Lord. No. 6 days shall thou labor. Yeah, 6 days shall thou labor. But that means not to labor as a slave. I will say that too. We are not a slave in that respect. 6 days shall thou labor. That means not that we have to work from the morning to the evening without any rest, and that we can never lift up our heads. No. We have several books from old writers that they have in the houses before that the children go to school and before that the men go to their work, that they have devotions. Some well an hour. That they were reading the Bible. That they were singing psalms. That they were speaking to one another about the ways of the Lord. And it is not good that we have never time for anything. We have to serve the word of God also in the weekdays. Because that is also in the end of our catechism, that all the days of our life that must be in the fear of the Lord. But I start with this moment, the more that we love the Lord, the more that we love his day. And to love his day, that means also that we love his service. There is many people, the Sunday, that is a burden for them. A burden. Why? Because they have nothing in their heart about the real meaning of the Sabbath day. If there is something of it in our heart, then it is for us a joy to go to the church, to that place where the Lord gathered his people and where we shall hear his word and testimony. I was glad that is what you read in Psalm 122. I was glad when they say unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Longing from one Sabbath day to the other. Then our life that is healthy. Then it is third day that we figure out that we say tomorrow Friday and then Saturday and then Sunday, and then we hope to hear what the Spirit has to say to the churches. Sometimes that we think, what shall now be the text? What shall we hear next Sunday? And especially when our life is in the fear of the Lord. One of our old writers, he said, if there is nothing between the Lord and our soul special, he said, then we can expect every time a blessing under the ministration of his word. And we know the Lord has to open our hearts. But nevertheless, says 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. We read of Daniel in Daniel 6 verse 11 that man three times every day he bowed his knees for the open fence doors, windows looking to Jerusalem. 3 days. Three times a day. Was there no other man that has done that in the Bible, children? Another one? Look by Psalm 55 verse 18. David, he had done it too. Three times. in the morning, in the afternoon, and evening, that he was seeking the Lord because it was his life. And then, if that is our life, then our work that is not much easier to on the daytime. That while we working, that we have some in our heart and mind of the work of the Lord. It is a great blessing for us people when we do our work, our daily work, with joy and with gladness. Lazy people, that's all. That is all. We have an old minister by us in the Netherlands. He preached till he was 83 years old. And then there was a man, he said, you must retire. He said, no, never. That word is not in the Bible. And he said, there is a rest that is left over for God's people, that is in heaven, not here. Just as long as I can, I hope to do it. And it is a blessing that is in our daily life and spirit to you. It is a blessing that we may perform our labor with joy and with gladness. There's a blessing itself, really, even in our daily work. And the blessed soul that shall be blessed by the Lord, he said. The 6 days labor, and then there is no time for the world. No time for the world, because the world goes away with all the lust thereof and congregation. Remember above all things that the world passes away with all the lust thereof. And the Lord had given that time, that precious time in our life, as a preparation for that great and for that never-ending eternity. And that must all the time be in our mind and in our heart, people. Death has come many times so sudden and so unexpectedly. We had one in our family at the present time, first day walk, and Friday morning so sick that they call us in the afternoon already, that they expect her in. So sick. Last night he was still not alive, but expecting me in, and not too old. And that can happen with us too. We are not better. No. We are not better people. And yesterday from the morning, Friday, we start already with to have a plane, but yesterday, everything cut off, everything, on account of the weather. And then you see people, I thought yesterday about, I thought if now the end of our life is there, and then we will not think about something, but no way open. All, everything closed up. Everything closed up. And it is not without reason, people. But it is what the Lord said in his word today. Not tomorrow, but today when you hear his voice, harden not your heart. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work. But the Sabbath day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. The Sabbath of the Lord thy God, the God of the covenant. The covenant God who hath made a covenant with his people Israel on the Mount of Sinai. And who hath made a covenant with the church of the New Testament too. It is the Lord thy God. And that means not that we all got children, no. But we are all God's creatures. One of our catechism men who had made a catechism, he made time and again a difference between creatures of the Lord and children of the Lord. And creatures of the Lord we are by creation, but children of the Lord by virtue of regeneration. That is the meaning. But another thing, people, the Lord have a right upon us. He gives us 6 days for our daily bread. 6 days. And only one day that he serves in his service. Is that now too much? It is a good sign if he say, I want that it was every day, 7 days. That's a good sign. Yeah. That he is out of all the business and all the things of the world. Because it takes so much away. Oh, so much away. Now it's honest. Do we have our time, people, to bow our knees on a daytime before the Lord? Do we have a lot of thoughts about it? You read about Isaac that he go into the field to pray in the evening. Peter, he went upstairs to have meditations with the Lord. And it is a blessing, congregation. If it is in our heart, what we sing together, 2:26, O Lord of hosts, to thee I cry, our Father God, to thee let my petition reach thy ears. A sing of David in thy courts, where I thy beauty see. 1 and 2, 2:26. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do, not do any work, thou nor thy son nor thy daughter, thy manservant, thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. Works of necessity that have to be done. Works of mercy are someday that have also to be done. Only when we come to such work that we will realize that we sell not ourselves for the whole Sabbath day, but that there is in every Sabbath day a time that we can attend the preaching or the reading of the word. Thus, the works of necessity and the works of mercy accept. If you have cows and you have horses, they have to be whole. In the hospitals, police, not that we have to seek such work, no. No. If we can find something that we are not involved in worldly things, then it is better. And we shall not look for such things when we are bound to the word of God and to our conscience. And now it is remarkable that the Lord speaks here not about parents, but also thy son, thy daughter, thy manservant, and thy maidservant. There's all that is in the service of that house too. You have not, if you have an handmaid, a maidservant in the house, on some day there is a limit. But you can do on Saturday for the Sunday, you have to do it. Not to eat so much on Sunday that your wife cannot go to the church. We have to realize it is the Lord's day. We have 6 days to eat. And even in our days, Orthodox youth, they shall never cook even on the Saturday, even at now. So deep is that law of the ceremony engrafted in their conscience. Even no fire on Sunday, that was in the Old Testament, was that also forbidden. Now we can have fire. We are under the New Testament. Paul, he was glad that he was living under the New Testament. For several reasons. Because, it was an hard life for many people. We have to think about this and to think about that. And of course in Israel, you know that they killed people and stoned people very easy in that respect. They were not so merciful to know. It has to be Sabbath day in our whole house. That is the meaning of it. For in, and then the cattle too. Meet they also Sabbath day, yes. The righteous shall know the life of his beast. That is in Proverbs. Because if you use a beast, an animal on Sunday, for some work as that happens in days before, then that cannot happen without the help of a man. Thus you have also to be involved with others. The cattle have got, they have not their minds, of course, as we, but the cattle have also to know the difference between the work days and the Sabbath days. Even the cattle. For instance, and the stranger that is within thy gates also the heathen. They have also to be remembered the Sabbath day. In Israel, they must be circumcised, and otherwise they have no permission to enter into the tabernacle of the temple. Only when they were circumcised. That law that is gone for us too. Now everybody can come in the church. That is, after that veil was rent in the temple, then the way is open for each and every one. Come unto me, all that labor and heavy burden, all of them. And therefore, congregation, the Lord, he said, for in 6 days, the Lord made heaven and earth, and the sea and all that in them is, rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Now we have to realize first the rest that the Lord will give to men. And that rest that is not to lay in bed on Sundays, and to go out for dinners on Sundays, and to visit one another with worldly things. No. That's all forbidden, all in the New Testament too. But it blesses Sabbath day and all of it, because Israel have also to think of the time that they were slaves in Egypt, but now free. And the church of the New Testament free only in Christ Jesus. That is now something short this morning about the letter of the fourth commandment. I hope that the Lord extended it in our hearts. And that he gives something of that spiritual rest in our soul. And that is only by regeneration and by the work of the Spirit in our hearts. That is a question for you and me, whether that the Sabbath day became a holy day in our hearts and in our soul. Was there ever a time, people, that we were glad with the Sabbath day? That we were longing as David, that his heart was burning to hear the word of God. Law and gospel, congregation. Law and gospel. Condemnation in Adam, freedom in Christ, and liberty by the Holy Spirit. Oh, that the Lord worketh in our lives. Shall we be people to sit under it our whole life, and if it shall testify against. Oh, what shall it be awful? What shall it be awful? Then the Lord, he said that it shall be terrible to fall in the hands of a living God. That the Lord bless it for our heart and soul. Also in this Sabbath day, several people cannot gather with us on account of the road. Several, they cannot come out of the place. We have to stay in their home, but I hope the Lord strengthen them there too, and remember them also, and give them by listening to his word, and by reading his word in their house today. I hope the Lord give them an undeserved and necessary blessing. The Lord will give them blessing, and for God's people there is food enough in the house of the Lord. if we are hungry and thirsty. And what a blessing if we are privileged, if we privileged, that the eternal Sabbath day in heaven, that it starts well here on earth. And even that it is not so many times, no. It is not every day, no. But that there are moments in our life that we say, Lord, could I remain seated here? Could I remain seated? It is good to be here. In the presence of the Lord, in His sanctuary, to praise the Lord, to glorify Him, to walk in His ways, and to be prepared for that Sabbath day that never shall come to an end. Amen. Lord, that a few words of this moment be blessed and be sanctified to our souls. Remember us together, young and old, great and small, that we are realizing that we are all travelers to eternity, and that it is necessary that the love of God is poured out in our hearts, and then love for his institutions, for all that the Lord has given unto us, for His name, for His essence, for His service, and for His life, what the Lord Himself lays as an example before us. Be further with us, remembering also Him, who will make public confession in this morning before the Lord and His congregation, that it be in Thy favor, that Thou hast fulfilled that desire so many years to live now here with us and to can go up under the true old doctrine. Oh Lord, remember Him and us for Christ's sake only. Amen. First of all, I request you to rise up, doctor, and to answer the following questions. Do you acknowledge the doctrine of our church, which you have learned, heard, and confessed to be the true and complete doctrine of salvation, conforming with the sacred scriptures? Do you promise by the grace of God to continue steadfastly in the profession of this doctrine and to live and die in accordance therewith? Do you promise at all times to conduct yourselves conformably to this doctrine, faithfully, honorably, and beyond reproach, and to adorn your confession with good works? Do you promise that you will submit to admonition, correction, and church discipline in the event, if God forbid, that you should become delinquent either in doctrine or in life? What is your answer? The ways of the Lord are wonderful, mysterious. Baptized in our church in Kalamazoo door the late Reverend Van Dyke. Attended the catechism classes for years by those that are now in heaven. Wandering from the church and from the truth for so many years. And now that wonder that the Lord has brought you back. We were witness in the consistory about what you have confessed, and what you drove to come here to Grand Traverse to live here, because there was no other way than to come here for the truth's sake and to hear what you never could hear in other places, also where you have lived for so many years. that light doctrine that there is in our days, misleading for eternity. And it is a blessing that the Lord has brought you back. I hope the Lord give you, as your great grandfather and as your, some of your family, who we have buried in Kalamazoo years ago, and you know that, but an impression that they have made in your heart, I hope that the Lord give you a name and a place better than of sons and of daughters, an everlasting name, remembering you and your family, and bring them under the word of God that only leads to salvation. And it is not still a wonder, because in our days there is so much that wandered away from the truth, that is tired of what they have heard from the father and mother, and what they have heard in the church here. They think that, it isn't, that there is an other way to salvation, but there is no other way. No. I can die for that congregation. I can die for that. So confess. God all and man nothing. And all that is outside of that, that is all wrong. The Lord bind that young people in our church upon the truth. I hope so. Because otherwise people, I say not that we are the only church, no. But it is as the elders many times say when I come from the pulpit, where you shall find it in our days, what now is heard by the preaching and also by the old writers. It is too bad that many people think not so much of the old writers. I have heard complaints about that last week too when I came home, and it is too bad. There is no word that light. There is not one minister in the whole United States and in the whole world that has now that light as our outfathers had received. Remember that. We cannot come where that people came. No. We are living under such a cloud. But that we appreciate what the Lord now gives to us, before that the Lord shall take it away from us. And I hope, Doctor, we have known one another now for so many years already. I hope that the Lord bless you also in our church coming here, and blessing for your soul, to make your soul free, set your soul at liberty. There are so many doubts since 1955 filled your heart about the work of the Lord. But I hope that the Lord here bless his word for your heart and for all of us. And then we shall love the church and the preaching and the reading, and then it shall be a preparation for us to meet the Lord in righteousness and peace. We sing now together, just sit down, number 71. My one request has been, and still this prayer I raise, that I may dwell within that house through all my days. It is number 71, and we start with the first stanza. the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.